Okay, my friends, it seems we've been given another day of life. Here we are. Ta-da! We woke up today. We've got another one to take care of and be productive for the kingdom as citizens therein. Christians, right? Given the family name when we chose to follow the Christ, obey his commands, show him we love him. For we understood the language of the scriptures telling us he first loved us, dying on that cross willfully. Another day of life. It's a beautiful thing. We should not take it for granted. I wake up and I thank God that I'm next to my wife, next to my children, and that we've been given the breath of life. Another day. As far as we know, we're healthy. We're getting old. You feel it in the bones. My knees, they snack, crackle, and pop like Rice Krispies when I bend down now and play with the kiddos there. But what are you going to do? Mid-40s is kind of what happens. Strange hair growing in strange places. Aches and pains. We've become the things we used to mock when we were in our youth. Yet here we are. Still alive, and hopefully well with you. We see our sister, our friend here on the comment thread. Good morning, Mel Reeves. Always a pleasure to see you with us, sister. It's a beautiful day. Whether it be raining where you at or not, hey man, we're alive. We get to try again. Stéphane Maillet is my name. Stéphane, Steve, hey man, whatever works. Maillet, M-Y-Y-A-Y, it's my yay. That's not how you spell it, but it's how you pronounce it, so there it is. Stéphane Maillet, and the website you want to keep checking out is addedsouls.com. I try to update it as often as possible. Sometimes that's a bi-weekly thing. Sometimes it's a once-a-month thing. But you have links, and you can follow the links to all sorts of wonderful gospel content there. We're streaming live from the Riverview Church of Christ Facebook page here on Facecrack. And we are certainly producing archived audio and video on all our platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Subscribestar, Patreon, where else? Podbean, iTunes, wherever, all over. Check us out and take a look at the substance of the things being shared. That's what it's all about. We want people to know about Jesus. We want them to know about Jesus in an accurate way, in a rightly handled, unashamed manner. That's what's going on there. I, of course, am a minister. I teach the scriptures for the Riverview Church that belongs to Jesus Christ in Riverview, New Brunswick, Canada. So by all means, drop my pen in there. So by all means, check those things out and know how you can become a worker with us in this mission field, this untapped land. Very challenging entourage, very secular in nature, publicly, and all of that stuff. This morning I had to block a troll, well, a few trolls. You know, when you produce gospel content and you allow your personality to be public, and a lot of people get to tap in, and you become the target, of course, of trolls. It's been the thing since I began sharing Jesus online in 2011, I think. You got to deal with trolls. Trolls are individuals. It's just a descriptive word to individuals who have absolutely nothing to do in life. They're typically your political leftist, your far-left ding-dong who absolutely has no worth in life but to pester everyone else and mock everyone else and ramble on Facebook on every post they can. And They don't get under my skin anymore. They used to. I'm like, I hate these trolls. Now it's just free advertisement, if you will. But you got to block some of them because they're just completely obnoxious and they have no purpose in life. I'd put them all in a barn. There you go. Light her up, boys. We've got the trolls. But hopefully some of them will grow up one day and find a job and become, you know, law-abiding citizens and participants of the society, contributing in a lawful way and all that good stuff. Hopefully there's that outlook for some of them. But anyways, had to block a few of them, and that got taken care of. Now it'll be just to wait for a few others. They always come, man. They're always coming, man. It's like being in the Maritimes and swatting mosquitoes. There's always another one coming around. I got myself one of those electric tennis... what do you call that, man? It's an electric current. It's an electric... what do those things that you hold in your hand when you're playing tennis, man? Tennis racket? Is that it? Okay, well, an electric tennis racket, if you will. It's designed to have an electric current, so when there's mosquitoes or flies or bees or whatever around you, you just swat them with that, bzzz, fries them, you know? It makes like popcorn. They just pop from the electric current there, but yeah, that's kind of what you got to do here. Here's our electric current, the scriptures, you know? Got to swat them at all these trolls. Bzzz, bzzz, bzzz. we're being humorous, kind of. So this morning, friends, we're looking at Podvlog episode 60. Episode 60 titled Christian Hygiene. Man, this is important. I hope you're sticking around. Christian Hygiene, episode 60. Christian Hygiene. You know, we Christians, we all have various personalities. We all come from different backgrounds. Some of us from various religious baggage that we're repenting from, or sinful practices we're repenting from. We're renewing our minds every day, hopefully moving forward and growing spiritually. You know, we're called to a higher standard than the heathen, you know, the unbeliever, and the pagans of the world. We're called to a higher standard. We're called to an objective, absolute standard of truth and reality in the scriptures, and we have to grow each day. We have to be individuals who can be found approachable, meaning you would feel comfortable in approaching me to ask religious questions, to have religious trust in Bible studies and things of that nature. Contrary to some's belief, I have many who trust me and come forward and want to ask religious questions. And that's very humbling to me. Authentic and genuine humbleness found that God has allowed me to live on this earth and work for him. To me, I mean, that's a beautiful thing. And we need to, all of us as Christians, become that Christian, approachable, knowledgeable. People will trust that when we share Bible with them, it'll be accurate, it'll be rightly handled, unashamed, according to the objective reality of the scriptures, you know, and that's important. So there's a lot, Christianity demands a lot from its participants. Christianity is a learned religion. It's an educated one, knowledge. Through knowledge, we practice the wisdom of the scriptures, and we become defined. We are molded into the orchestrated instruments that the great I Am has purposed for us on this walking earth. And part of that is hygiene. I don't see it talked about all that much. I'm not saying it's not being talked about all that much. Maybe more so in the corners or remotely hidden, if you will. I don't know. But it's an important topic we need to discuss. Christians should have a high moral of hygiene. Just for fun, I went and searched for, what is it now? The dictionary description of hygiene. And it says, and I quote, conditions or practices conducive to maintaining health and preventing disease, especially through cleanliness, if you will. And you have pictures there of individuals washing their hands and whatnot. And I think we know all about washing our hands here in 2020 regarding this whole COVID-19 thingy. Hygiene is most important, and with the principles we read of in the scriptures, Christians should be individuals who practice a high standard of hygiene. Friends, listen, in 2020, it don't matter how much money you got in the bank. You could have zero money, no bread whatsoever. A very poor and needy individuals, I guarantee you, you can find soap. Okay? You can brush your teeth. You can cut your nails. You can clean your ears. You can groom your hair and beard. You can do these things. It's important. We have to be individuals of integrity and of an approachable nature. And that ain't going to happen if we stink a high hell. It's important for us to use things like deodorant. It's important for us to brush our teeth, okay? You know, perhaps mouthwash is something that is necessary also. It's important for us to clean our eyes, clean the morning from our eyes. Get all those crusties out of there, right? It's important for us to clean our ears, wash our hair, wash our feet, take baths, showers, cut our nails. If we're guys, right? Guys got to cut their nails, got to have the nails groomed there, right? What about our toenails? Got to cut that. I feel, you know, it's interesting. It feels almost like a kid class, you know? You got to talk to the kids. But no, you got to talk to the adults too because, well, many of us stink and we shouldn't as Christians, especially those who go behind a pulpit and preach the good news to our fellow saints and visitors. No, we're not supposed to stink. We're not supposed to alienate individuals with the smell of sewer and the funk of 1,000 zombies. We're supposed to smell nice. Now, it's understandable. I'm a man. I've been out there working in the field of labor and hard work. You know, after a hard day's work, my friend, you don't smell very nice. That's why when I'd get home, I'd go in a shower, take a shower, clean up, have a nice meal. And after a good 10, 12 hours hard work, man, you eat, you're clean, you go to bed. Sleep, wake up to the next morning, take a shower again, and head on over to work. So it's understandable that there are times we're going to be dirty. If we're working outside farming the field, we ain't going to smell like roses. That's understandable. But when an individual, high-handedly, of his own free will, chooses not to bathe over a week, not brush his teeth, not clip his nails, not clean his eyes, his ears, his hair. I mean, how many individuals do you think you're really going to go reach with the gospel? You know what I'm saying? When Paul says, become all things to all men, that don't mean you need to be stinky. And I've met some in my past. They just reek it. They sit down for a good half hour, and then they leave and the seat smells for a week. That ain't the way Christians is supposed to be, man. I know this is kind of a taboo thing. I suppose it's not politically correct and it's a bit awkward and weird, but well, somebody has to say it. And I'm not saying it just because I want to say it. I say it because I think it damages the influence we have as Christians if we do not practice a good, high moral standard of hygiene. Okay? And the scriptures certainly give us principle indication of how important this is. Now, of course, this earthly illustration has a spiritual application as well. If you don't keep your faith clean daily, it's going to start to stink. It's going to accumulate pus and invite all sorts of disease and viruses. Decay, separation, drifting off the shores of the lost. See how that works? Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. In the scriptures, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, I quote, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." At what moment did that happen? At what very specific moment were we called out of darkness into his marvelous light? We'll talk about that more later. I continue. "Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Of course, Peter speaking to Christians, those who have done what they were supposed to do, recipients of the free gift of salvation through the Christ, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. Friends, we do not belong to ourselves anymore. We belong to the great I Am through his Son, our King, the Christ, the Savior, Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, our Lord and Master, our Ruler. In the penmanship of the Holy Spirit, God-breathed literature, in principle, declared to us an administrative pursuit. We must be of the standard God has called us to be. And how on earth can we claim to be a holy nation, to be a chosen race, a royal priesthood, if we stink like a dead skunk flattened on the side of the road? It ain't gonna work, man. It just won't work. It just won't work. The pestilence of fleshly rot is not what we are seeking to disperse into the air. It's not a fragrance in which our nostrils seek pleasure of the senses with. No, sir, no. We must act according to the principle declared us in this scripture. And there are many other scripture that declare such things, that we were purchased at a cost, and we do not belong to ourselves anymore, but to the Christ. And if we belong to the Christ, then these bodies, our minds, these bodies, they belong to Christ. And if they do so, we must take care of them so that the longevity of them is utilized for the cause of the kingdom, the gospel. I wouldn't be of any use as a minister, a gospel preacher, I guess, if you want to call me that. I'm a Christian. I teach the Bible. I've learned the Bible. I continue to learn the Bible. I teach the Bible. How effective do you think I would be in this community, in the neighborhood, if I don't take care of my body? I don't brush my teeth. I don't put arm deodorant. I don't wash. I don't bathe. I don't cut my nails, and the clothes I wear is raggedy, driven with holes everywhere, and stinky, never washed. Well, I don't think I'd be doing anything productive. I don't think I'd be fruitful for the cause of the Christ. I think I'd be damaging. People would be like, "I'm not going to that church. Have you been there? They stink." Now, let me be very clear. Everyone at the Riverview Church here in Riverview, New Brunswick, practices good hygiene. I've never smelled anyone there and said, "Poof, Brother, sister, you need to bathe. It's not happened yet. But I know it happens because I've been in various places and have gained experience in many congregations in different countries, and it happens. Well, here in the Western world, we bathe and we put our underarm deodorant and we make ourselves smell nice. So, if you have been lacking in this department, with all love and respect, try harder. Try harder. People all around you will thank you. And they might even start listening to what you have to say regarding this book, The 66 Therein. Okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a strange, what do you call that, when you lump everybody in the same category there. I forget how you call that. Looking in my mind for the word bank. Come on, where is it? I'm flipping through it. What's the word I'm looking for? Stereotype. Ding! Stereotype. We tend to stereotype individuals who are overweight or obese into the land of the stinkers, you know? They must stink. Look, they're overweight. Granted that at times, if obese is certainly an issue. But I've smelled very skinny individuals who reeked like sewage. And I've seen people who would maybe be considered FAT to smell very nice. So it's not a size thing, is what I'm saying. It's not a size thing. It's a what's in your heart thing. Do you care enough about Jesus to take care of your body? Hygiene. It's important. Well, I think that would be the brief message of this podcast this day. It doesn't get any plainer, I think, than how it's expressed. Brush your teeth. Cut your nails. Clean your ears. Wash your hair. Wash your feet. Clean your eyes. All these things are important. Smell nice. Look nice. Okay? Have clean clothes. If you're a member of the church and you don't have the means or the knowledge to do these things, I am 99.9% sure there's a brother or sister who loves you enough, they'll help you with that. They'll help you with that. They'll help you on how to learn how to put on modest clothes and how to be clothed properly. They'll help you on how you're supposed to clean yourself and your hair. Brothers and sisters alike. Now, brethren are easier to be with brothers and sisters to take care of their sisters. I kind of feel weird on telling girls how to clean up and put on a dress. My wife's good at that. I'll tell the guys, hey, listen, you got to pull your pants up. This isn't a rap video. These things are important, you know. They can be a bit humorous, sure, fine, but there are individuals who struggle with this. And perhaps there are, and let's talk about this small little exception to the rule, okay? Because if not, I'm going to be bombarded by it if I don't mention it. The small exception to the rule where there is a medical condition in which an individual may smell more than usual. Perhaps his breath smells more than usual. Perhaps his feet smells more than usual. Than your typical standard individual because of a condition. Okay, so there's a condition, but there's also a cure to the condition. Perhaps that individual needs to use certain socks or certain sneakers or boots, a certain mouthwash, certain things. And perhaps it's so severe that they need to go to the doctor and get that taken care of. Oh, I don't have any money to get that taken care of. Well, there's brothers and sisters. That's what we're there for. Matthew 6:33. If you seek ye first, these things will be taken care of.